Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. With a lot to talk about on a day that is a great one. Not a good one. A great one for the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, and we can all agree on this, and we'll talk tonight about how we feel about what happened today with Carson Wentz officially being traded to the Indianapolis Colts. But I think we can agree on one thing to start. I think we're all glad this is over, because this has become a draining saga to watch play out. I'm tired of checking my phone every 5 minutes for the news of when it's going to break and, you know, what's going to happen? Are they going to do it? It's over. It happened. The Philadelphia Eagles have moved on and have traded Carson Wentz. And I'm just going to give you my perspective. And tonight's a night. We have one guest later on, but tonight is a night I want to hear from you guys. I mean, tonight is a night. This is what WIP is about. And a night like this is why WIP came about and why it's still here, for us to talk and for you to talk and for you to get your opinion out on what just happened here, because we went from a guy that a few years ago looked like the face of this franchise for a long time, and now he's gone. The biggest cap hit in NFL history to be gone, Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts. And let me tell you why I believe this is not just a good day. This is a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. They can now move on. They can actually go about this rebuild the right way, not trying to carry a soon-to-be 30-year-old quarterback on the roster making $34 million a year when the team obviously needs to be turned over. This obviously needs to be a true rebuild here, and Carson Wentz didn't fit this anymore. Beyond how bad he was last year, beyond his trade, you know, feelings, what do you want to call it, a demand, a request, a hope, whatever. He didn't want to be here anymore. I think we all realize that. The Eagles want to move forward. Carson Wentz didn't want to be here anymore. This had to happen. It had to happen now. I'm so glad it did. The Eagles can move forward, and I believe the Eagles got a good deal here. I mean, like, when you think about what this was, so they're getting a third-round pick in this year's draft, number 85 overall pick, and they're getting a conditional first-round pick. If Carson Wentz plays 75% of the snaps in Indianapolis next year, the Eagles get a one. If he plays 70% and they make the playoffs, they get a one. Anything less than that, and the Eagles would get a two. That's good value. Nobody in the league wanted this guy besides the Colts. Nobody. Zero. As today it came out that the Bears really never made a formal offer. They kind of bowed out of this thing a couple days ago. The Broncos had no interest. The Patriots had no interest. As the stories start to unfold of what happened here, nobody really wanted this guy besides the Indianapolis Colts. He wanted to go there. The Colts with Frank Reich wanted him. Howie Roseman had two hands actually, tied behind his back. And to get potentially a first-round pick and a third for the 34th-ranked quarterback in the NFL that is expensive, I say Howie Roseman today did a fantastic job to get what they got for Carson Wentz. He's not worth what they got for him based on his play last year. He's just not. And they still got that because there's one team that wanted him, and they were able to negotiate to make it work. Okay, this is a good day for the Philadelphia Eagles. The rebuild is here. Carson Wentz is off the books. That $34 million that's just, you know, was kind of an anchor on this franchise, it's gone. It happens this year. 1 year of a dead cap hit, and it's a historic dead cap hit, but it's 1 year. And all the money disappears after the 2021 season. So when we go into a year from now, like, I'm looking forward to a year from right now, and the Eagles can have Jalen Hurts. We'll talk a lot about that potential. Or another young quarterback or whatever they want to do, and about $80 million in cap space next year. Like, this is not going to be a situation where they go to the Super Bowl next year. I doubt that. But they have put themselves back on the path to rebuilding this franchise. And Carson Wentz, number one, wasn't worth the money they gave him. Number two, didn't want to be here. And number three, you know, gives this franchise now, with him gone, a chance to get out of this that they dug themselves, this hole they dug themselves here. 215-592-9494. And two more things I want to throw in. I want all your reaction tonight, because I think today's not just a good day for the Eagles, it's a great day. So what the Eagles were able to do today, and I mentioned that what they're getting back, I think it is a really smart way to build the compensation, because it gives them a hedge on Jalen Hurts. You guys know I like Jalen Hurts. I think that there's a player there, and I want to see him get a chance to be the quarterback next year. But by getting a first-round pick, assuming Carson Wentz can stay healthy next year and not be awful where he gets benched again, they'll get a first-round pick from the Colts. I think it's pretty likely they're going to get a first-round pick. The Eagles will have their own first-round pick next year and the Colts' first-round pick. So if Jalen Hurts looks good, he looks the part, he's the guy, great. You add two first-rounders to him next season, and away we go to start moving this thing forward. If Hurts isn't the guy, if Hurts struggles, if you want to improve, you could package those picks and move up in the draft. So it's a hedge on Hurts. It's good value. It clears the money pass this year. And it doesn't create a quarterback controversy for Nick Sirianni to deal with in his first year as head coach. Look, I've heard a lot of people today complaining and upset about, oh, this just shows how bad the Eagles are and how bad things have gotten. We knew they were bad already. Like, if today at what was 11:45 a.m. you realized the Eagles had turned into a bad team, like, what have you been watching the last year? I mean, this has been pretty obvious for a while now. This is not a good football team, and they need to fix this. And now they have a chance to do it. It was never going to work with Carson Wentz. It just wasn't. He's not the player he used to be. The team around him is not what it used to be. And with the money he was getting paid, he just was never going to be able to win here. It was over. He crumbled when the pressure got there. It happened. We all watched it. Philadelphia and Carson Wentz became oil and water. It just wasn't going to work here. He was never going to be a championship player in this town. Will he do well with the Colts? We'll see. I would not bet on him winning much in Indianapolis. Is he going to be better than he was this year? I mean, I can't imagine he's worse, and he's got a better team out there, so maybe. Maybe he'll bounce back a little bit. But as far as the Eagles go, now today's not – I'm not mad. I'm not sad. I'm happy today. This is a good day for the franchise. They got value back for a player that was horrendous last year. They got the money off the books past this year. The rebuild could commence, and this is over now. Carson Wentz felt like an anchor on this franchise the last year and a half. It really felt like, man, it's suffocating. Not everyone loved him down there, not easy to coach. Obviously, the play has not been up to par. It was an anchor on this franchise. And today is a great day for the Eagles. I don't know where they go from here. I don't know how good they're going to get, if this rebuild's going to work. But you can't start a rebuild unless you do it the right way. This reminds me of 2016 in a way, when they cleared all a bunch of contracts out they didn't want, and they redid it. And that one worked for a little while. And they made the playoffs 3 years in a row. They won a Super Bowl and all that. We'll see if this rebuild works with this coach and this structure. And you could have skepticism at will. And then Howie will make the right picks. But as far as Carson Wentz being traded and what they got back today, today isn't just a good day for the Eagles. I would rate today as a great day for the Eagles franchise. They move on from a player they don't want, a player that was never going to be good enough to win here, and a player that was very expensive on a team that is in rebuilding mode. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. All right, tonight is the night for you. Full reaction. My reaction, it's a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Was today and is today a good day in your mind for this franchise? Carson Wentz out, a first-round pick potentially, a conditional first-round pick in, along with a third this year. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to, we got John who's up first. What's up, John?
So, my initial reaction, all right, so I've waited in the morning and the afternoon since forever. I'm a diehard Philly, everything Philly. And my whole thing is that Carson's not a Philly guy. He's never been a Philly guy, and that's what I think the organization or the corporation needs is a Philly guy. That's number one, foremost, a guy who's going to go to any social media platform and say, hey, you know, I love this organization. I want to be a bird, and winning's for the birds. And we're the only true bird team out there. And, you know, I just never felt that about him. And, you know, I understand how much money Howie's got to eat and this and that. First off, and that's second thing, Howie's got to go. And he flat out has to go. Like, I understand that he's buddy-buddy with Jeff Lurie, and Jeff Lurie's buddy-buddy with him. And like how Richie always says in the morning show, as long as Howie's here, you know, that's the way our organization is going to be run, because it's all skeptical down the future of, like, okay, what we're going to get with the Wentz return. He's right. 27, 28, going to Indianapolis, and now he's their quarterback. And Indianapolis, they're that organization, and like how Colin Cowherd said on The Herd that now the Eagles are this clown organization. First off, we're not that. We got four major sports teams in our franchise. We got the Flyers, the Sixers, the Phillies, the Eagles. Like, we're not about that life. So my thing is, like, I was saddened that we didn't get a first-round pick for a guy in 2017 that was going to be MVP of the entire league. I'm kind of upset about that. But do I think that it kind of spiraled on Howie, and maybe it looks like Howie got fleeced by that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he got fleeced. I mean, considering the year that Wentz had last year and the lack of suitors who are out there, to get a second that could become a first and then a third, I think that's good return. I don't know what we were expecting. I mean, the guy was, and John, I appreciate your phone call. He was the 34th ranked quarterback in the NFL last year. The idea they were getting a first or multiple firsts, it was ridiculous. And the only way that could have ever become a possibility is if you had multiple suitors out there in a bidding war. There was one. It was just the Colts. The Bears bowed out. And Jay Glazer reported today, the Bears never really even made a formal offer. There were no other teams. This was just the Colts to get what looks like and probably will be a first-round pick. Now, this is assuming Carson Wentz doesn't get a major injury, which knocks him out for most of the season next year, or is so bad again, the Colts bench him, right? If he plays 75% of the snaps next year, the Eagles get a first-round pick. I think that's a pretty decent chance that happens. To get a first-round pick and a third for a player that didn't want to be here, there was no market for him, was bad last year, I will take that. And let me just say this as far as the dead cap hit. Everyone is like ranting and raving about this dead cap hit. The Eagles had to pay Carson Wentz $34 million this year no matter what, here or not. I mean, it's just the structure of the contract. This was done already. They were paying on this year's cap, no matter what they did, here or traded, he was going to count for $34 million. They actually saved $800,000 by doing this. So like, I'm not going to get caught up in, oh, they have a dead cap hit. All right. That money was earmarked to him on the cap this year the day he signed his contract in 2019. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to Ciro. Is it Ciro in Maryland? What's up, Ciro?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Ciro, I'm doing well. I think today's a good day for the Eagles. What about you?
Absolutely, man. We finally can move past, and I agree with you. People are saying we got fleeced. We didn't get fleeced. We dealt the 35th ranked quarterback with a crazy contract number, and we got most likely a first round pick back out of it.
And you know what? When this whole thing started, or you know, when he got benched last year, if you had told me they would get a first and a third, I would have said, I don't know about that.
Absolutely. Like, I thought we were going to really have to give something up to get rid of him when the season ended. But I'll tell you what. You know, the main thing that really is the only thing that is frustrating me out of all this are the Philadelphia Wentz fans. You know, the ones that they cheer more for Wentz than they cheer for the Eagles. I'm real big on the social media scene with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and all that, and built up a following. And over the last few hours, the main thing that I've noticed is a big part of this fan base is rooting for him and rooting against the Eagles. And that's not being acknowledged enough. And I don't get it.
I don't either. It's a shame. I've noticed the same thing, and it's not just now. I mean, I've noticed this over the past couple of years that it feels like
Right? It's a trending thing that's gotten worse. Almost seems every day, right?
It's almost as if, like, the way it's almost presented is if the Eagles never won a game before Carson Wentz arrived, and they won't win a game after he leaves. And that's the reality of it is. At times, he was a good quarterback. He had one great year, but they were 35-32-1 when he was the starter.
Like, exactly.
This franchise is not going to melt down without that kind of quarterback.
Exactly. Like, there is light at the end of the
yes.
tunnel with this. And I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of yours. I appreciate your take on this situation. For over the years, I said, man, if there was ever a day I'm going to call in on the Joe Show, it's got to be today. I know you're not a guy who likes your pats on the backs, but I feel like I got to give you a virtual pat on the back and just keep an eye out for these Philadelphia Wentz fans, man, because they're still out there and they're kind of a cancer to this fan base.
Ciro, I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate listening and calling it tonight. Yeah, I'm not going to use that word, but I just think people get too caught up in things and believe them. Like, Was Carson Wentz at one point a good quarterback? Yes. I mean, clearly, from 2017 through the end of 2019, he was good. I mean, and if you said he wasn't good, I think you were being unfair. I always said he was good. Pretty good, good, very good, great. And for a very short stretch, he had those characteristics. That's gone now. I mean, that's been gone for a little while here. And the Eagles made a good decision today to move on and to get something back. 215-592-9494. As far as Wentz fans versus Eagles fans, I mean, I don't get it. Like, the guy's gone now. He's going to be in a different uniform. And the Eagles, it doesn't mean they're going to be great instantly. They have work to do. We all know that. It doesn't mean they're going to win 11 games next year because Carson Wentz walks out the door. Howie's got to be better. They have to draft better. Sirianni, hopefully he can coach. There's a lot of things that, you know, we're going to have to see how this works out. But as far as rooting for Wentz above the team, I don't get it. I mean, there are certain people out there who just believe this guy is special. And have believed it since 2017. Someone said something to me earlier, almost like people stopped watching or using their eyes in 2017. I've seen nothing since. Because everything since tells you this is far from special. This is a very flawed player. And on top of all this, he didn't want to be here anymore. Like, you don't want to be here, and you're not that good, and you're expensive, and they can get a first-round pick back for you and a third? I'm in. Let's go. It's a good day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Kevin is in Olney. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Kevin, doing well, bud. What's up today?
I just wanted to acknowledge first that you've been hitting on something for the last year and a half, man, that Carson Wentz really needed to go, though. I mean, if you really look at his record outside of that one season, he's a very average quarterback, man. I think he's like 7 or like 20 against teams over 500. So he's really good against the poor and mediocre teams that he faces. But when he reaches teams that's hitting their stride, he can't win, man.
Yeah, you know? And you're right, Kevin, you're right. It's been going on really his whole career. You know, and really his career is marked by one great stretch. He had one great stretch in 2017. Other than that, he's just been all right.
Exactly. If it wasn't for Washington, Dallas Cowboys, and the Giants, we have a losing record every season probably. But this kid, Jalen Hurts, man, this kid's going to be okay because I'm telling you, man, this kid has done nothing but won everywhere he's been, man. You know, we were hurt last year. Our offensive line struggled, but the kid played in 3 national championship games, and he went to 4 NCAA playoff series in 4 years of college, man. And the kid is good, man. The kid can flat-out play. My problem is that third-round pick that we're getting because Howie Roseman has a bad selection in the third round and damn near every draft that we've been in, man. His third-round picks are terrible.
Yeah, I was thinking last year was what? Davion Taylor, who barely saw the field last
Never
season? Yeah,
the old Neil T.O. Sham and guys like that, guys that don't even make the team in those third-round picks. So
yeah, they've screwed up, though.
Deal with the numbers. And we need a guy to go on there to pick the players, man. If he wants to keep Howie on the team, Howie needs to get a vice president's job where he just deals with the numbers and get us a football guy that can make selections with players on his team. We need offensive line help bad.
For sure. Yeah, and well, especially whoever the quarterback is, and Kevin, I appreciate they're going to have to protect him. Yeah, they need to – clearly they have a lot of holes. You don't go 4-11-1 without a lot of holes. As far as Howie – I mean, it all gets tied together with Howie, right? This was Howie's contract. It was his quarterback at one point. They're eating the cap on this year. I mean, this whole thing blew up on Howie Roseman. They made a bad deal in terms of the contract with Carson Wentz, and this whole thing went bad really fast, and it looks bad on the Eagles. But here, this I always do this when it comes to decisions. Every franchise is going to make bad decisions. They all do. They make mistakes, bad contracts, bad picks, whatever. Hope the Eagles make too many of them lately. But every franchise makes bad decisions. You can't be as stubborn about it. Once you realize you made a mistake, you got to get out. Like I appreciate that about every team that does it. And I'm not absolving the Eagles for blame on the whole Wentz thing. That they deserve a lot of it. But at some point here, they realize this isn't the guy. He's not what we thought he was. He's not worth the money we paid him. They hedged on Hurts. We'll see what he becomes. And now it's over. Like they moved on from Carson Wentz. They did something that a lot of people connected to the NFL for a long time. I mean, Andrew Brand, who worked in the NFL, came on this show. I mean, and he's already said he changed his mind on it. But at one point, he said there's no way that they would ever eat this kind of money. They just did it. So at least they acknowledge, you know what? This ain't working. We got to move on. 215-592-9494. Do you believe today is a good day for the Philadelphia Eagles. All your reaction on Carson Wentz being traded to the Colts. I think it's a great day for the Eagles. We'll discuss you guys up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The LTB Big Club won. We won, Joe.
Don, your
lost.
Quarterback sucks.
Coming back, Joe.
Don, listen
You're
to me.
Coming back, Joe.
That's
you
fine.
Lost.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. I forgot about that call. Actually, no, I didn't. When was that? Was that after the Sirianni was hired?
It was after Doug was fired.
Doug was fired, right? The idea was they fired Doug to keep Carson Wentz. And then
the LTB won because Carson Wentz is going to be the Eagles' starting quarterback come September, right?
Forever. Not just for in September. Forever. He's immortal, Tucker. He can't leave. He's Carson Wentz.
He's durable.
Yes.
He's unaffected by outside noise.
He's a winner.
I mean, he's a guy that, he processes things quickly on the field, right?
Yeah, I would call him a leader.
I mean, he's robotic in every way, shape, and form.
Here's what he is. He's an Indianapolis Colt. Welcome back. 215-592-9494. Look, someone sent me a message earlier and said that no one wins on a day like this. No one wins in a divorce. I disagree with that. I mean, Tom Brady just showed he won the divorce early on from Bill Belichick. Everyone in sports divorces, one side comes out better than the other. And I believe the Eagles today, they won. I mean, they did a good job. Now, it doesn't mean Carson Wentz can't do well in Indianapolis. It doesn't mean the Colts can't get more out of him. Maybe they will. But as far as the Eagles go, today's a good day. Like, I'm not going to sit here and moan and groan about, oh, this franchise is going to lose forever now because Carson Wentz is in here. They have work to do. They have a rebuild that needs to really start in earnest right now. There's no question about that. But I am not sad or mad or upset today. Today's a good day. It's a great day for the Eagles. They rid a player from this franchise who didn't want to be here, who was expensive, overrated, and not good enough anymore. Like, bottom line, not good enough to help them get anywhere they want to go. And now they can rebuild this thing the right way again. I feel great today as the Eagles got back potentially a first and third round pick for the 34th ranked quarterback in the NFL. That's good work by Howie Roseman. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ja'Cory, who's up on WIP. Hey, Ja'Cory.
What's going on, Joe?
Ja'Cory, it's a big day.
I feel like this. We lost because he just lost a good quarterback. I know he had a bad year. His really first bad year. But listen, here it is. You basically gave up your starting quarterback for a third-round pick and a conditional second that turns into a first. But it doesn't matter because that quarterback is going to do good. That quarterback is going to be great in Indianapolis. You know why?
Why?
That the GM is going to get him more weapons. He got a great defense, young weapons in all have, Jonathan Taylor, receivers. And they like the QB, and it's quiet. So that's why I think the Colts are on the track. Because you're not going to find a great quarterback in the draft early like you did Carson Wentz.
Right, but Carson Wentz is not a great quarterback. Come on, man. He's not a great quarterback. Ja'Cory, we need to all take a deep breath here. I know some people love Carson Wentz. Like, the idea of calling Carson Wentz a great quarterback is like me looking outside and saying the sky is green and the grass is blue. It's just,
he's
it's not.
Talent. No,
Ja'Cory, Ja'Cory, I don't care, man. Jay Cutler was a great talent. Jeff George was a great talent. In the NFL, it's about what you do. And his career so far, he has the same pass rating as Mitch Trubisky, man. Like, he's not a great player.
But you think he's not going to turn it around in Indy?
No,
was,
no.
Like, a good GM? And another thing is, too, Joe, you say with the Wentz fanatics and all this. Ain't you a Foles fanatic? Didn't you want Foles over Wentz?
What I said was, Ja'Cory, what I said was, and I'll say it again now because it would have been the right thing to do. They could have. They got a 1-3 for Wentz now. Expensive and bad Wentz. They got a 1-3. How many first-round picks you think they could have got for Wentz 2 years ago? Four? Three?
But it doesn't matter.
Well, no, it does. Ja'Cory.
It's a third-round pick. Ja'Cory. Additional second.
No.
Round pick and it turns to a first.
Right. But if they traded him my whole point 2 years ago was they could have traded Wentz, got a ton of first-round picks back, kept Foles, and then eventually drafted another young quarterback, over.
Ja'Cory, wait a second.
Since then, they went 12-16-1 with Carson Wentz as their quarterback. Since I said that, 12-16-1, and they got back a third and maybe a first. Like, they should have done what I said.
But you trust his GM to find another quarterback in a draft? But you would have kept Foles?
He just did find another quarterback. They have Jalen Hurts.
You think Jalen Hurts is going to get us back what, like, Parson did? You think Jalen Hurts is going to go to 11-2 record right now?
No, not right now. No, Carson? No, not. I don't think that's going to happen next year. But I don't see why he can't win games. Why can't he win games, man?
Look at the roster. Look at the GM. You think the GM is going to get him a number one wide receiver? This GM, we're going to take a quarterback in the draft, Joe.
But like, Ja'Cory, this same GM, and I don't think Howie's perfect, but this same GM built the team that won the Super Bowl. Same guy.
With free agents. Free agents, not the draft.
Right, so Ja'Cory, well, that's the point, Ja'Cory. Carson Wentz
is...
we do. In a year, they do. Ja'Cory, the reason they won with Carson Wentz isn't ever because he was Aaron Rodgers. The reason they won with him is because he was cheap. That's how they had the money for all those free agents. And in a year, they're going to have $80 million in cap space and either Jalen Hurts or another young quarterback. Like, that's okay, the formula.
Joe, do you think these quarterbacks, okay, we know we're not going to get Trevor Lawrence, but you think somebody like Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, or maybe a Trey Lance has more talent than Jalen Hurts right now?
Do I think who has more talent than Carson Wentz?
The three quarterbacks outside of Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields or Trey Lance. You think they have more talent right now than Jalen Hurts?
They might. I like Wilson, but they're not going to have a chance to get him. They might have more talent, but the bottom line is this. Whatever. Like, they could either go with Hurts or they could pick another quarterback. We'll see what they do with it. I like Hurts. But this is a good day because they don't have Carson Wentz here anymore soaking up $34 million on the cap. That's why it's a good day.
But wouldn't it be more cheap? Okay, I'm not – okay. Okay, we know he played bad last year. But wouldn't it be more cheaper to keep him than have
no.
$32 million cap.
No, Ja'Cory, it's $34 million if whether he's here or not. That's it. Like the money's gone. So it's gone, and now they don't have to pay him anything beyond this year. It's over. Like Ja'Cory, I appreciate it. It's over. The Carson Wentz money after this year is over. If they had kept him, it just continues to be on the books. It's over. I know Carson Wentz had ability. But, like, I'm not losing any sleep here, Tucker, over Carson Wentz's talent. Like, I'm done with that.
No, and it's interesting because he's far more valuable to the Colts than he is the Eagles. The
yes.
Colts are a team that can win now. The Colts are a team that are now paying Carson Wentz roughly $21 million each of the next 4 years. And on top of that, you know they could cut him at any point and not have any dead cap money?
Yep.
It's literally, like, 4 years, $80 million, zero guaranteed. The Colts are pretty much set up for the perfect situation where if you're the Eagles, you have to pay this guy $35 million a year on a team that, quite honestly, Joe, are they going to win this year?
If I had to bet, I would bet against them having a winning record in
2020. Right, they're not built to win now.
No.
They're probably not built to win next year either. So you're going to roll into 2023 with a 31-year-old quarterback making $35 million who's never played in a playoff game? Outside of four passes he threw against the Seahawks?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a winning formula.
No, and I get people's love for Carson Wentz, and I think, like, if I had to bet on who has a better season in 2021, I would say Carson Wentz is going to outplay Jalen Hurts this season. But to keep Carson Wentz on that contract for a team that's not going to compete for the next 2 years, it makes no sense.
Well, that's why bigger picture has to matter. And I think the big picture here is the Eagles did well. 215-592-9494. I said this last week. I'll bet on the Eagles the next 5 years over Carson Wentz. Tucker might be right about next year. I mean, the Colts have a roster that basically, like, I think, what, they go 7-9 with Brissett? You know, you got to be pretty bad with the what they've set up in Indianapolis not to have decent success, not to be a middling team at worst. So I think next year, will Carson win more games than the Eagles? I think Vegas would say that. I think logic would probably say that. But long term, the Eagles did a good thing today. This is a good day for the Eagles. They got rid of a contract they didn't want. A player didn't want to be here. And they get to do this rebuild the right way and not have this thing anchor them down. I think today's a great day for the Eagles. How about you guys? Marv is in Newcastle. Hey, Marv.
Yo, Joe Giggity Giggity Goo. What's good?
Marv, it's all good, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm happy. We can breathe. We can woosah now in Philly. That Wentz is gone.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And it felt like it was hard to breathe around here football-wise. It suffocated the whole conversation.
Yes, for the last 2 months. For the last 2 months, it was all about Wentz. I'm just glad he's gone now. Please, can somebody please come get this fathead out of my man cave now? I got a fathead up for sale.
You know what's funny? I have a six-year-old son, and he has a Carson Wentz jersey, which most people think is hilarious because I'm not a Wentz fan. But he has his jersey, and he liked him, and you know he's the Eagles quarterback. So today I told him, like, you know, I'm going to talk about Carson Wentz. He got traded today to the Colts. And he asked me today, so does that mean we're getting a Jalen Hurts jersey now? Who's going to be the quarterback? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I we'll see. But I think Hurts, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I mean, if they do get another quarterback with the sixth pick, I wouldn't be mad at him. I really wouldn't be mad at the Eagles. But you got to get rid of that Wentz jersey.
Yeah, you know, well, he'll grow out of it soon. But, yeah, he's going to get a new one soon. Marv, I appreciate the phone call. Look, we're going to talk a lot about this the next couple days and weeks and months about what's next for the Eagles at quarterback. And my first thought on this is I want to give Jalen Hurts a chance to be the guy next year and give him a real chance. And I think the trade, the way it's structured, I believe points to that in a sense because they're getting the first-round pick in next year's draft. The conditional one is for next year's draft, so it gives them the opportunity to let Hurts play for a year. If he plays well, great. Two first-round picks for next year to build around Jalen Hurts. He doesn't play well enough, or you're not sure, well, then you have two picks to package and move up next year for whoever the top quarterbacks are. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. I believe today is a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not worried. I'm doom and gloom at the franchise. What are they going to do now? How are they ever going to survive around here after this? Now, I think it's a good deal. I think Howie Roseman got good value, all things considered. When you really think about how nobody was involved in this, seriously, except the Colts, to get what they got, that's a good job by Howie. And I know it's very easy right now to criticize Howie for a lot of things. And I'm not trying to sit here and tell you I think he's going to hit home runs with all his draft picks and this is going to be fine. They're going to win a Super Bowl again with Howie. I'm not saying that. But as far as this deal, a first and a third for a player that was that bad last year, wanted to go to that one place, and nobody else was really interested, that whatever that is, whether it's negotiation or it's just finding a way to find common ground with Chris Ballard, Howie did a good job on that. Let's go to Carmen, who's up on WIP. Hey, Carmen.
Hey, what's going on, guys, out here in the West Coast? And I am so relieved today to hear the goddamn news.
It happened finally, Carmen.
Yeah, and so I'm originally from Bucks County outside of Philly and out here in Los Angeles for the past 3 years and been following your show every morning. And, you know, I was out here when we won the Super Bowl, and it doesn't feel like – you know, it's a huge sense of relief not to have Wentz on our team anymore. It was bad energy for us. So,
well, you know what, Carmen, that's a great way to put it. It was bad energy. It felt like last year, it just, like, it's one thing that we talk about it all day. Like, you know, sports radio stations are going to talk about the quarterback situation and the coach, but didn't it feel like it sucked the life out of the team, the whole Wentz thing last season?
Yeah, and it's like he never spoke to Philly as, you know, from like a wholehearted, you know, point of view, how Bryce Harper or, you know, some of our more, you know, more loved players that we have on our teams. And it's just like Wentz was just, I don't know. I never fully bought into the Wentz wagon. And like, it's just so happy to move on from him. It's a big relief.
Yeah, it is. And I, well, Carmen, it's a good phone call, and I appreciate you listening and making WIP a big part of where you are on your side of the country. As far as buying into the Wentz wagon and Carson Wentz, I've always thought that, not everyone, but some people who maybe haven't listened to me or started listening a certain time have the wrong perception of how I felt about Carson Wentz. And I think part of it is it's not anyone's fault. It's just when I started doing this show. So I started doing this show, the evening show, in November of 2017, right? So most of Carson Wentz's great season had already been completed. I was writing the books. At that point before it, I was doing part-time stuff. I was coming on right after games for like a half hour before the post-game show. So depending on if – I wasn't on every day. I wasn't on every day at 6 o'clock. I wasn't my show then. But I was a fan of Carson Wentz. Some of you may not believe that. You could choose not to believe it. But I was. I wanted them to draft him. I was in favor of drafting Carson Wentz. I thought he was a good prospect. I defended him in 2016 when he was erratic, you know, promising, talented, but erratic, kind of like I defend Jalen Hurts now, promising, talented, but erratic as a young player. 2017, I was blown away like every one of you, blown away by how he played. And I thought he was dynamic from week one against Washington, the play when he spun out, hit Nelson down the field, big throws down the field, the Carolina game. I was as big of a fan of Carson Wentz as you guys were, even the LTBB probably, back in 2017. and then he got hurt. I didn't think they were going to win without him. I was wrong. And then I watched Foles do what he did, and I was impressed. And then the next year happened, and that's when I started to question Carson Wentz. He didn't seem like the same player to me. The team went on a run again without him. Questions started coming out about his personality, locker room stuff. I thought last year in 2019, two seasons ago now, his play really started to take a dip. I thought I saw very little special and a lot of erratic, and I started to get really worried. And then this year happened. So quite honestly, what happened is my show, this full-time show that I do every night, started right before his injury, and then you probably started to hear me talk about him mostly in 2018, 19, 20. So I didn't have the opportunity to sit here and scream and yell about how much I loved Carson Wentz in 2017 because I wasn't afforded that opportunity as often as I was moving forward. But I liked the guy, and then I got off it. And you know what? I think a lot of people out there don't consider themselves LTBB or this or that. We just watch the games, and we love the team on to win. And I just saw a guy that wasn't the guy. Like, it didn't work. Like, I just saw someone that was not as good as people thought he used to be. And it frustrated me. And then this thing snowballed. And I'm glad today this happened. I'm glad the Eagles moved on. I believe it is a great day for the Eagles. It gives them a chance to rebuild this thing the right way. Maybe around Jalen Hurts, maybe around another young quarterback, new coach, cap room after this year. I think today's a great day for the Eagles. I'm excited for their future now, way more than I was a year ago. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. Tonight is the night for you guys. All your reaction here to Carson Wentz being out as Philadelphia Eagles quarterback for a third-round pick in this year's draft, a conditional first in next year's draft. We'll discuss right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 646 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Tonight, I only booked one guest for later on, a Colts podcast host. I wanted to talk to someone from out in the Indianapolis area who, you know, want to react to the deal on the other side. Like, man, what do Colts fans or people that cover the Colts think they're getting? So we'll do that later on, 8 o'clock, we'll have a guest on. But tonight, really, sometimes on a Thursday or, you know, especially late at night, we'll book some guests, we'll do some different things. Not tonight. I wanted to talk to you guys tonight because tonight is the night we react together to a day we're not going to forget. I mean, this is a seminal day in Philadelphia Eagles history, good or bad, and we'll see how people feel about it and what side you're on of this. I think it's a really good day in Eagles history and a really good day for the Eagles. I moved past, oh my goodness, this is embarrassing. How did we get here? Like, look, in life you make mistakes sometimes. You could dwell on those mistakes and you could pretend those mistakes didn't happen, or you could try to fix them and correct them and move forward. That's what I view today as. Did the Eagles make mistakes the last couple years with this roster? Absolutely. Was the contract to Wentz a mistake? Without question. But today's not a day I'm going to be all upset about all that. And I've made my peace on all that. Today's the day to move forward. And now the Eagles have a chance, absent this contract, which is off the books past this year after the dead cap is over, getting extra picks back, potentially one next year, they've got a real chance to move this franchise forward. I believe today is a great day for the Philadelphia Eagles. How about you guys? Let's talk to Doug in Connecticut. I knew we hear from Doug tonight. What's up, Doug?
It is. It's a refreshing day. It's like your one of your last call. It's a woosah day, turning the page day. The only thing that could make it better is if we just got word that Jeff Lurie is in the process of demoting Howie Roseman or firing him, but that's not going to happen. But it's exciting. You know, if we go back a couple weeks, I don't know what we're going to get in return. I don't know if we're going to get anything. I don't know if we have to give up a pick. And to know that we have a third, and I'm going to root for once next year. I'm going to go ahead and do that, and hopefully we do get a first. Like we said 2 weeks ago, it's nice to have that first round pick maybe a year later and see what you really need on the roster and have that pick at the bank. But now I don't trust Howie, but in the same respect. Makes it a little exciting. We may take a quarterback at six.
Mm-hmm.
That pick may be very valuable to someone who wants to take a quarterback. But it's just getting really frustrating seeing what we could have been with DK Metcalf or Justin Jefferson. And I wanted Rager, but I mean, this guy Pitts from Florida.
Doug, I'm falling in love with him the more highlights I watch.
And all I know is names. So I'm hearing you guys and everybody talk about him. So I'm like, all right, I might as well check it out. I mean, can you imagine? He just looks like he's going to be so hard to cover. But it's exciting. I'm glad that I can just focus on knowing that Jalen Hurts is about to or already practicing with Quez and Rager and they're bonding and we're moving forward. And that's a good feeling because this was, you know, I was about to think, is Wentz really coming back? I mean, is that what we're going to talk about next week? Is maybe he's not even going to be traded? So to know it's done, bye-bye. Thank you very much. I'll root for you for 1 year. But, you know, Howie's got to do something because I'm not even comfortable in buying any more gear yet. I don't, you know, I got the Jalen Hurts shirt, but that's as far as I'm going, you know? I mean, he's got to do something this year.
Yeah, he does. And well, now, here's, and Doug, I always appreciate your phone call. Here's the thing on Howie Roseman. I think every three callers sent him, we said, well, now fire Howie. Howie's not going anywhere. Like, we all realize that. He's not going anywhere. But this does put the emphasis back on Howie from this perspective. There's no more Doug Peterson to blame. There's no more Carson Wentz to blame. If this thing continues south and they don't pick it back up, Howie's the only one left. And obviously, if Sirianni can't come in here and fix it, maybe we'll be disappointed, but it was a mess before he got here. This clarifies who this is now on. It's now on Howie Roseman. We'll get to see if he can fix it or not. And as far as rooting for Carson Wentz, I think there is a middle ground here. And I'm sure a lot of people are saying, oh, you're going to root against Carson Wentz. You hate him. I'm not going to spend an ounce of time caring about how well he plays or rooting against him and saying, ha ha, look how bad he is. I'm really not. But there is a weird little middle ground we have as fans here in terms of Carson Wentz's play next year and our interest in it. We need to root for him for this, to be healthy, to play, and to play at some sort of requisite level where he doesn't get benched, because that would guarantee the Eagles a first-round pick. It would get 75% of the snaps, he plays, they get a first-round pick. And if he's healthy and not benched, he will play 75% of the snaps. But as far as rooting for him to do well, I mean, we have inherent interest beyond what I just said to root for him to do just all right. Like, if he plays all right, not great, not really good, but all right, and they keep playing him and he doesn't get hurt, I mean, there's no guarantee that the Colts are going to be really good. Like, the Eagles could have a decent pick next year. It could be the 15th, 16th pick in the draft, like it was when Sam Bradford went to the Minnesota Vikings. So that's like the perfect scenario where he's healthy, he plays. Maybe he plays better than this year. I would imagine he have to. And then the Eagles get a decent pick out of the whole thing. Like, that's what I'm rooting for. 215-592-9494. Sean is in North Philly. What's up, Sean?
What's up, John? How are you, bro?
John, I'm doing well, buddy. What's on your mind?
It's a great day in Philadelphia, but at the same time, man, it's a little scary.
For what reason?
Who are they going to bring in here to compete with Jalen Hurts? How much of Jalen Hurts did you really see to get rid of Carson Wentz and just have this guy out there on the field?
Well, they saw enough last year to draft him. I don't think what happened at the end of the season probably surprised them much. The good and the bad, right? He was a second round pick. They liked him. They drafted him. But here's the way I look at it. I am not sold he's the guy here for the next 5 or 6 years, but I am excited about the good things he did. He did show me that he can make plays at the NFL level.
Yeah, he did. But at the same time, it's like, now the Eagles should have got more for Carson Wentz. I feel like he's not a bad quarterback. I feel like he was just in a bad situation. I feel like he couldn't adapt to Philly media. I feel like that really ate him up. And I feel like that was affecting his game. I don't really think he's a terrible quarterback. I feel like they should have gave him a better shot. I feel like they should have gave him another chance. But as Eagles fans, it's sad to see him walk away.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a sad day considering. Sean, appreciate it. And, like, I think it's a good day overall. But the perspective of we thought this guy was the guy. Like, he was this franchise's guy for a long time. And then he just wasn't anymore. And I guess my perspective is I came to that realization a while ago. Carson Wentz was not the right quarterback for the Eagles to win with long term. And maybe not everyone came to that realization. We've taken calls the last couple weeks that, like, it's all make-believe. He really wants to be here. He's coming back. He's going to be the guy. Joe, you're crazy. We're making all this up. So I came to grips with this long ago that this was just not going to work. So that's why today is not a bad day for me. It's a great day. I think it's a great day for the Eagles. But as far as Hurts and what he could be, and why Carson failed here, I don't think it's the media's fault. I think it's like, look, Carson Wentz had good moments here. Guess what? I was still on WIP. Joe DeCamera was still on WIP. Like, nobody here caused his downfall. No writer who has been covering the Eagles caused his downfall. He caused his own downfall. When we get back, I'm going to play something for you. 215-592-9494. All your reaction. I think today's a great day for the Eagles. Agree, disagree. Is today a good day for the Philadelphia Eagles franchise? I want to play some Mike Arafolo, who we know well here, NFL Network. He kind of laid out what happened here. You know, and we know it, but it was interesting to listen to Mike put it the way he put it, how this happened, and he really laid into the idea that the Jalen Hurts selection destroyed Carson Wentz mentally. You'll hear that coming up. All your phone calls. Is today a good day for the Philadelphia Eagles? I believe it is. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.